It was good to be out there this morning, this afternoon with the young players. I thought we had a good start to the weekend. And, you know, when you have roughly a team and a half, you know, we're able to get, you know, the number of plays and so forth you do. It's a lot more teaching and so forth that way. And then trying to come together and get some real 11-on-11 football look and work. For evaluation purposes, and you know, literally this camp is to try to bring the draft picks along as quick as we can mentally, and to give them a kind of a jump start to the mental part of playing football.
How big a factor is when you're scouting players and seeing the techniques that they employ, if they're similar to what you do or if they're totally different? Does that influence what you do with them, or do you think you can? They can unlearn and relearn what you're teaching.
Well, I think it depends on the position and so forth, and I think that matters, you know, as far as technically how close a guy does to what you can do and what you do and what his skills are athletically. I think that's you're trying to, you know, judge that and, you know, kind of feel, you know, see him on an NFL field versus NFL players, I think is the most important part.
Coach Lazor was talking about how just important it was from a coaching standpoint, the first time the staffs were on the field together. And just wondering what your take on it was by defense, too. Just what was your...
Well, they've been on the field together, but, you know, on the field where you actually have people on the other side of the ball. Yeah, it's good.
You ever surprised by a coach's or assistant's teaching style? Like, I know you, before you hire him, try to find out as much as can, but a lot of them, if you've never worked with them, it's kind of, I guess, a surprise.
Well, I think that's, you know, I think you're able to research a lot of that. I think that's important, and I think that's part of the hiring process and, you know, the research and talking to people if you have not had direct exposure to them, talking to people that have and just their viewpoint of it and their particular style that way. And then they're gonna emulate the direction of the offense, defense, and myself as well anyway.
What kind of teacher is Terrell Austin?
It's been very good with his ability to kind of instill in the defensive players what he's looking to see them do kind of all the time. And his ability to coach the coaches from the front to the back I think is really important. I think that's a key part of that coordinator position. Is to having the understanding of what you want to see done footwork-wise from the front people all the way to the back end. And Terrell's, you know, has that kind of an experience, and you see it out there. And as we prepared to get to this point, as we prepared to get to phase two with our own players and so forth, and talk about the particular drills and the things that we'll be doing on the field, you know, I'm excited about that. I think that's a great strength of his.
Same question about Lazor, Coach.
Bill's been able to start from scratch and shape things offensively, and he's done a great job with it.
When you're at this stage teaching the beginning of your schematics and how you want things done, the retention is what you're looking for, and then how they're doing it. Which is more important? Are they equally important, the retention or how they're actually doing it, how they're actually performing?
You're talking about these guys, these young kids that are here. Well, I think it's hand in hand, and you know, the retentive part I think is in process, and you know, it's always going to be, you know, some are going to be better than others, and that's going to be important to them in order to be able to stay and have a promising career in the NFL. It's important that you can. You're able to retain knowledge, you're able to adjust knowledge and go day to day. And, you know, so I think that's really important, you know, with that. You know, we're giving them things that gives them a solid foundation of the three areas that ought to, those that will be staying here have an opportunity to get with the veteran players and hopefully not look out of place. When we go a week from now and start phase three.
You have four guys here from Ohio State. Are there any common traits that you see in those guys that made you want to bring in a bunch of Buckeyes for this camp?
Well, we've been, you know, we drafted two, and we signed one as a priority free agent right after the draft, and then the long snapper has had, you know, shows ability, his ability to, you know, a guy that you get a chance to evaluate and get to know. But of the, you know, the two, three players, the two players we drafted and Chris, who we signed as a free agent, you know, we feel really good about them as football players, you know, through the whole evaluation process was, you know, and then how, you know, their coaches there felt about them as, you know, not only what they did on campus, but what their futures were.
Certainly you're bringing guys in for their football ability, but do you like it when it works out, when you can bring in a few guys from Ohio State and maybe have some of those crossover fans?
Well, it's, you know, the goal is we got to get the best football players. I guess you weren't here for the press conference during the draft, but we were pleased that we were able to draft a couple guys from Ohio State.
I guess the fact that Chris wasn't drafted is surprising, and you know, I think surprising a lot of people. So you feel, as has been the case, that not only did you draft guys that are going to compete for jobs, but you also got, like you said, premier free agents.
Yeah, we were able to sign a couple of guys who I think really have an opportunity to, you know, compete for spots on the roster. And, you know, they were very productive players at a high level in college, and I think they have an opportunity to come in here and compete. And that's important that we continue to give guys those kind of opportunities and have that kind of competition.
The Pathway program gave you Mortz. What did you like about him? And
you don't have a choice.
What do you – well, I mean, do you like him?
The players are assigned.
Okay.
So we're just getting to know Mortz.
Yeah.
And you know, there's no, you have no choice in the program. But you know, I think Mortz is he's had obviously some NFL experience. He's trying to convert to a new position, and you know, it's hard to do that until you actually do that. And so it's not going to be an overnight process, and he has a long time to do it, and that's the good thing. There is no rush.
Does it help that if you calls in and see, learn anything about him, just the fact he was a draft pick there, and you know, you can learn about him, I guess, as a guy or as a learner, as a student, you know, as a player?
I'm sorry, I didn't miss the first.
You call, like, because he played in Minnesota.
Yeah, well, they were here. They practiced against us. I was able to observe him when he was here. And, you know, he's now shifting, you know, positions. It's, you know, NFL football is not for everybody. And so, you know, this is a hard transition to make.
Quentin Flowers, you already had him playing in some different positions out there, situations it looked like. Is it important, even early on, to see not that he can just switch to running back, but also see what he can do if you put him in some different situations?
Well, we're going to give him an opportunity to make the football team. And the more opportunities you have to do that, you know, that's what he was promised when we signed him as a college free agent, that we would do everything in our powers, that I would do everything in my power to give him an opportunity to make the football team. He was a tremendously productive player down there. And, you know, you watch the tape and, you know, he had some amazing plays. And he had some big time, you know, not only running, but some big time throws. He didn't throw it out there today as well as he threw it in college. I don't know why he must have been nervous today. But you know, he really had some big throws in college as well.
Along that theme of versatility, it seems like everybody you drafted, you know, they don't just play one position. They play multiple positions, special teams. I mean, does that not only increase their chances to make the team, but make it easier for you to evaluate what you can do with guys?
Well, you really hope so. I mean, you hope, you know, obviously when you – talk about, you know, the NFL and the roster and the Sunday game day roster, you're talking about 46 players, and you have to have some, you know, cross training and some overlap throughout. And obviously most of the guys here, if you play certain positions, you have to be a contributor on special teams in order to have the opportunity to stay around or suit up on Sundays.
Do you foresee Jesse Bates getting a chance in the return game?
We'll see as we go.
It seems like he's kind of been resistant to making this switch. You know, even going to the combine as quarterback, his pro day as a quarterback, was his willingness to make the change a big part of the negotiation
You know, I don't think it was, you know, a lot of negotiation. He didn't get drafted. He wanted an opportunity. Kyle offered an opportunity, and he accepted it. And, you know, I spent some time looking at him on tape the next morning and got very excited about him and called him on the phone. Of course, he doesn't answer the first time because they don't know who it is. Like Kyle's off say, I just tried to call Quinn, tell him it was me, pick up the phone. I use other words, but... So we had a good conversation after that. But, no, I was, as I said, really impressed with him and, you know, his what he did. I mean, gee whiz, they had, I mean, 50, 60-yard runs were just, they were commonplace.
You've been doing this for a while now in the league, normally as a head coach, but coaching in the league. College players that come in now as opposed to 20, 30 years ago, college systems, the farm system for the NFL, is it even better in development of players?
I think in some positions. Uh-huh. I mean, they're, you know, as you look at the spread of college football, you know, you've gotten, you know, what used to be the, let's say, the lower 1A divisions now are all playing this big-time football. And also they're playing a brand of football that a lot of positions transfer well to the NFL. And so I think that's, you know, so these guys come in here and they have an understanding and demonstrated some skills in some areas, you know, already that they need to continue to obviously hone and develop once they're here in order to stay here.